Life is about core memories, creating moments with your friends, with your kids that you guys will never forget. And we have one right in our backyard here, Atlanta United. I can't stress this enough to you guys. If you haven't gone, it is the most spectacular sports event in Atlanta. The crowd is wild. They never sit down. It is electric. It is an amazing event each and every week. And the games are right down the street. It is Atlanta. Go online, get your tickets today. ATLUTD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Songwriters all over the country that are going to be disappointed in themselves that they didn't have the kind of content and material that was so easy for us to put into a country music song based on Cassie's bad luck over the last couple of years.
I got enough content for an album, a Grammy winning album. So I'm going to read down the list real quick. A couple of these things didn't happen to me, but they affected me. So here's some of the bad luck. My husband fell off a ladder, blew out his knee, and required two surgeries. Then he had kidney stones and required surgery for that. Oh. I had an umbilical hernia. The docs that I didn't have, I went to a different one. It required surgery. I got diagnosed with depression, anxiety, OCD, and sleep apnea, and now I have a pretty CPAP machine and meds. I tore my meniscus in my knee, and I need physical therapy. I broke my ankle. Max, my youngest kid, went to the ER twice. My family was sick for 3 months straight, literally.
That is no exaggeration. Yeah. They all were.
And my great aunt died. My grandmother died, and I had to miss the funeral. Both dogs died. My mom got breast cancer. My mom's cancer came back. My SUV, brand new, got hit by an 18-wheeler. My SUV later got smashed by trees. Later, my SUV tire blew out. We had to get it towed. My other car, brand new, hit a pothole and had the bottom fall out. I had a falling out with a best friend. I had to replace my entire basement ceiling due to damage. Later, my basement flooded, and then five trees hit my house right after doing renovations we put off for 8 years, and the driveway is broken beyond repair.
Wow. That's a lot of content. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of lyrics right now. I think anybody could look at a list like that and go, you know what? Life kind of lifes sometimes, but this is extraordinary.
It's a lot. Oh, I forgot to say the Airbnb didn't have any heat for the first few days and no hot water.
And some bugs too, right?
Oh yeah, roaches. The tiny little roaches. So there were probably like 20 in the bathtub and another 20 all over the floor. Mm-hmm. But that's cool now. We're good now. It's all clean. No more roaches. I cleaned them up.
So I had the idea the other day. I mean, there's so much bad going on that this is like perfect for a country music song, like the old school ones, not the ones like, hey, you know, I like whiskey and I like trucks. No, this is one of those depressing old 80s songs.
And now I understand why the song is so long, because I was like, that is a long ass song.
Exactly.
But then you went through that list and I'm like, oh, that okay, now that tracks.
All right. So we got the assist of ChatGPT because this thing just kind of wrote itself. Mm-hmm. Where did we find the music on it?
So I have a friend who put songs together and he did the music for
it. So
he actually did two versions. The first version he did was a little, I thought you guys would hate it. So I had him redo it. And the way it turned out, Cassie, I think you're going to cry.
Seriously, is that good?
I think you're going to cry when you hear this song.
Are we going to give the songwriter and the artist a shout out? Or
yeah, we're paying him.
Okay.
He's a buddy of mine in North Carolina.
He doesn't want to be associated with the bad luck.
Jay Brady is his name.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Great job, Jay.
So her life, ChatGPT lyrics, your friend Jay singing and on music, yes?
Yes.
All right. Cassie, the story of your life.
Chad fell off a ladder, blew out his knee. Two surgeries later, he's still not free. Kidney stones came, oh, what a pain. Surgery again, just to stay sane. Then there's me with my own tale to tell. An
umbilical hernia with the doc did quail. Depression, anxiety, OCD, and more. A CPAP machine, meds, and a sleepless score. While life's been throwing punches, we've been on our knees. We're still standing, fighting with ease. From broken bones to hearts that ache, we'll find our way. No matter what it takes. Meniscus torn, physical therapy's call. Ankles breaking, feeling so small. Max went to the ER, not just once, but twice. 3 months of sickness, no roll of the dice. Aunt passed away, Grandma too. Missed the funeral, what else to do? Dogs done left us, one by one. Each loss felt like the setting sun. While life's been throwing punches, we've been on our knees. We're still standing, fighting with ease. From broken bones to hearts that ache, we'll find our way, no matter what it takes.
Through the list.
Mom's cancer came, it hit like a wave. Battles fought, she's still so brave. SUV met an 18-wheeler's might. Smashed by trees, lost in the fight. Had to be towed. New car's bottom fell on a pothole road. My best friend's gone. It was kind of a falling out. Basement ceiling replaced, full of doubt. Oh yeah, while life throws us those punches, we've been on our knees. But we're still standing, fighting with ease. Broken bones to hearts that ache, we'll find our way, no matter what it takes. Trees hit the house, renovations undone. Driveway broken, can't see the sun. But through it all, we'll rise above. With faith and love, we'll find our shove. Oh yeah, while life's been throwing punches, we've been on our knees. But we're still standing, fighting with ease. From broken bones to hearts that ache, we'll find our way. No matter what it takes.
Well, took my life from a Razzie-nominated comedy of errors to an Oscar-worthy biopic.
You know, when I was reading through all these events that happened here in your life, I really thought that, you know, maybe this is just life, but after hearing that song, no, your life really sucks.
Yeah.
It's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's a lot, and I forgot a couple of things on that list, but it's going to get better.
Listen, has to.
Cheers to the turning point. Yeah. May the bad luck turn to good luck.
Amen.
You're on The Burt Show.
Get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Quick content warning for sexual violence because we're talking about that Harvey Weinstein conviction that's just been overturned. So you would have to have been living under a rock to miss this. But Harvey Weinstein faced almost 40 years in prison based off of a couple of different convictions. And one of them was just overturned for his 2020 rape trial. The New York Court of Appeals decided that the judge's handling of this case was biased. Now, it wasn't completely a majority, or it wasn't a complete, like, unanimous decision from the court. The majority opinion said that there was bias within this trial, but there are still some judges that do not agree with this at all. A lot of people feel like this is a step back for victims of sexual violence because obviously he affected so many people in Hollywood with his behavior.
His predatory behavior.
So he was serving a 23-year prison sentence in New York. So that's been overturned, but he still has 16 years at a separate facility in Los Angeles for a different conviction. So, I mean, he's not just out running wild,
yeah,
but it's definitely very disheartening for a lot of people.
And imagine being the victim that went through that. And then you finally feel like you get, I mean, and closure is a bad word to use for anybody who's been through something like that, but you feel like justice has been served. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden that rug gets pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah, especially for it to be a majority opinion. I mean, for one or two judges to have that opinion that it was biased and that they had people testify that had nothing to do with this case, but it's really disheartening.
You know what I hate also is that the message that it sends out to other women that have been in this situation also that are looking at this high profile case and probably going, okay, you know what? You know what? I am going to speak my truth. And then when you circle back, finding out that, you know, he's going to get off of all this, it's got to be really, really deflating.
Yeah, it sends a message for sure. In other news, Owen Wilson, he turned down $12 million apparently to star in a movie that portrayed O.J. Simpson as innocent. His morality came through. He was like, I don't want any part of that makes O.J. Simpson look innocent. Which when I read that, I was like, hell yeah, Owen Wilson, like, obviously not. And then I remember, I'm like, oh wait, didn't he was like, his conviction was that he was innocent. So I'm like, how do you, I guess like, you can have your opinion about the case, but I mean, at the end of the day, the court ruled what it ruled. So I guess, how do you really back out of what I guess was factual?
You know, these are questions for people that have values and integrity. We don't ask those questions in here, Abby.
$12 million. I'm like, I could throw my integrity out the window. I know Owen Wilson is doing just
fine.
Thank
you.
Most people would agree with you.
Do a lot of things for $12 million. But apparently this movie has been in development for 9 years. Obviously, Owen is not a part of it. So we should be seeing it out sometime in the near future because nine years, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Long time.
And the ending of that movie changed recently.
Yes.
So the script kept going.
That's a fact.
They got to have an amendment at the very end. Okay, for you, what is the perfect movie length? Like when you sit down to watch a film, what's like the max amount of time you're sitting on the couch and paying attention?
Hour and a half. That's all I got.
Hour and a half?
2 hours tops.
2 hours tops.
6 minutes, Bob.
6 minutes. Pass out.
90, no more than 90 minutes.
Okay, so Americans think that the perfect movie length is 92 minutes. A new poll just came out where people will not sit, says that they said they will not sit down for longer than an hour and a half. Only 15% of people want the movie to be 2 hours or longer. I feel like Tommy is a part of that 15%. Mm-hmm. And only 2% of people want to sit through a 2.5 hour movie, which is interesting because I feel like two of the biggest movies of the last year, Barbie and Oppenheimer, were all longer than 2 hours.
Were they?
They were, and the Eras Tour movie is like 3 hours long, and Lord knows I was sitting through that like multiple different times.
See, I mean, I think that speaks volumes of those movies when you don't realize how long they were until you rattle off the stats, because I loved both of those movies and never thought about taking off.
Yep, one of my favorite movies of all time, Pride and Prejudice. I think that's also like a 3 hour movie. So I think the moral of the story here is that as long as it's a good movie, people will sit down for it. But if your movie sucks, shorten it up, please.
2 hours used to be standard, right? But like now, for some reason, 2 hours feels like a long time unless it's an excellent movie.
No, I always thought 90 minutes that's
was
standard.
Was 90 minutes standard? 90,
yeah. And then we just slowly kept getting, if I see anything that's getting close to 3 hours, I'm like, I feel like the director was very full of himself in thinking that everything he shot was like needed to be in this movie.
That's like a Martin Scorsese or Spike Lee type thing. Like, my work is so good.
Yeah.
There's no way it can be edited. Everything is awesome.
A 3 hour movie for me is going to become a series really quickly. Yeah. That's going to be broken down.
Yeah, yeah. Make it a Netflix series at this point. But if you want to watch a movie that's 92 minutes long, you can check out Dodgeball, Kung Fu Panda, Beetlejuice, Monsters, Inc., or Toy Story 2.
But why is it we can't sit through a 2 hour movie, but we can sit there and binge watch six episodes of like a docuseries?
That's a good point. I guess it's that whole leaving you on the edge of your seat thing.
Yeah.
But if it was in one episode and it was 6 hours, you wouldn't even give it a try, probably.
Probably not.
No.
All right, Rebel Wilson's upcoming memoir release is pushed back due to her comments about Sacha Baron Cohen. I'll tell you what she's already revealed about his alleged actions on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Are you looking for excitement in Atlanta? Well, you got it right down the street at Mercedes-Benz. That's where Atlanta United plays. And I've been telling you for years, it's one of the most exciting nights that you will have with your family. Soccer is different. It's just different than going to a football game, baseball game. There is no downtime. I mean, the excitement lasts the entire game at an Atlanta United match. And it doesn't even matter if you're really, really into soccer or not. I'll tell you one way to get into soccer. Just go to one Atlanta United game and you will get caught up in the excitement so much that you'll become a lifelong fan. I'm telling you this right now. I love bringing my son Hollis there. I love bringing his friends there. I know it's going to be a safe family event, and I know I'm going to walk out of there. I got some memories now with my kids. So don't look any further. You got one of the best soccer teams in the country right here in our own backyard, Atlanta United. Just give it one try, Atlanta United. You can always get your tickets at atlutd.com.
If you're looking for somewhere to celebrate, whether it be a birthday or a graduation or an anniversary, may I recommend an Atlanta United match? So my husband and I just celebrated our 7th wedding anniversary. He is a massive Atlanta United fan. So, of course, we decided to go to a match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and had the best time. I'm telling you, if you're a super fan, if you're a casual fan, going to an Atlanta United match is a great way to celebrate. My husband got to watch a great match, and I got to enjoy delicious wine, and I also may have gone to the team shop and got myself a new sweatshirt. I'm very excited about my new Atlanta United sweatshirt. And kudos to Atlanta's fan base, because every time we ride MARTA to go down to a match, it is packed full of people wearing their Atlanta United gear. Visit atlutd.com for tickets and also for the match schedule. That's atlutd.com.
Hey y'all, it's Katie here from The Burt Show. Pride unites us all, and so does Atlanta United. That's why I'm giving you the chance to win a spot in The Burt Show's Pride Night Suite in celebration of Pride Month. That's right. Join me and The Burt Show crew on Sunday, June 2nd, as Atlanta United takes on the fierce rival, Charlotte FC, with kickoff at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We need to beat Charlotte, so we will be loud and proud. Believe that. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Atlanta United is giving away a one-of-a-kind Pride-inspired towel, plus a $5 donation to Lost and Found Youth, an Atlanta-based nonprofit that provides services to the LGBTQ plus youth, which is included with your Pride Night ticket pack. Remember, to enter for your chance to win a spot in The Burt Show's Pride Night Suite, head over to thebirtshow.com. To guarantee your tickets and Pride towel, go to atlutd.com and click the promotional packs tab for more details. Can't wait to see you all there June 2nd at 4:30 p.m. Together, we are Atlanta. Atlanta United. See you there.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, we are going to start with Amy, I should say, in a couple of seconds here. Ooh, this one, it could get hot. So Amy knows that her boyfriend's mom doesn't like her, and she wants our help texting the mom to try to straighten things out, even though she doesn't know what's going on. Amy, do I have that right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so where is this? Do you even know where this tension started?
Sometimes people hate you for no reason.
Don't I know?
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'll take that back. They got reasons.
Yeah, honestly, like, I just felt this vibe from her from, like, the first time I even met her, where she was just, like I could tell she wanted to have some distance, and I feel like the more that my boyfriend, like, had told her about, like, how close we were getting, the more, like, distant she felt, to the point where, like, I felt like she didn't like me, and, like, she didn't like how close I was getting to her son.
Is he a mama's boy?
A little bit, yeah, but I mean, but he's also so good to me, and they always say, like, you know, watch how a guy treats his mom, because that's probably how he'll treat you.
I just want to make this clear right off the bat here, that this might be a complete waste of your time, that she just might be one of these moms that no girl is ever going to be good enough for my little boy. So no matter how much you try to kiss ass, no matter how much you extend an olive branch, not going to do you any good. So just go into this knowing that it might not be you.
I think I have that in my head. I'm still hopeful, but, you know, which is why I'm trying. But, I get what you mean. So keep that in mind.
And I commend your efforts. And I do think that you should make an effort. So we'll reach out and we will try to do this. However, if it is not received well or not received at all, you in your heart know you tried. And at that point, you can't control her or how she treats you. You can only control how you allow her to affect you. And so, at that point in time, you're just going to have to accept the situation and make do with it. But I do love the fact that you want to reach out and you were like, okay, let's try to get, like you said, you don't have to like love each other, but let's just be cordial and respectful.
And we can always fall back if this doesn't work. We can always text her and just say, I am moving to another city with your son and you will never see him again.
That's all. Has he verbalized what his stance is on this whole thing and how he feels about it all?
You know, he says like, oh, you know, I don't think it's that bad. I don't really notice it as much. And, you know, he's like, oh, she's been like that with all my, you know, relationships in the past. And like, yeah, obviously because like we've been together longer than he has with any other girlfriend. Like, you know, I've gotten to know his mom, you know, I've been with her more times and I, you know, see that tension more, but he, you know, he doesn't want to call the fight. He doesn't really want to like ruffle any feathers. And, you know, if she was being outright like mean or rude to me in a way that like disrespecting, I'm sure he would stand up for me, but like, he just, yeah, he says like, well, you know, you guys are civil and like, you know, you guys just, you know, are different people. You don't quite understand each other's perspectives. And so,
yeah, I had this experience with my ex-wife and my mom. My mom is difficult. My ex-wife, spirited. They grew up in very different environments. So I could feel the tension all the time. There was never a blowout. There was never any rudeness, but you could just always feel that tension. Have you guys ever been in that situation?
Yeah, where the energy just shifts and nobody really says anything or does anything. You just have this off energy.
And there's no sitting the two down because they're never going... There's nothing to settle except they're just very different people.
Well, you sound crazy being like, the energies, the vibes are off.
The vibes are off.
Even though everyone could agree that they were off, but there's nothing quantifiable. You can't be like, she vibed wrong at me. Like, you can't say that even if you know it's there.
I mean, that's the way it was with my husband and my mom for the longest time.
That's the way it is with you and your husband.
It was the other day.
But that got settled because... Bart kind of put his foot down at some point, didn't he?
No, not really.
No, it wasn't like...
It just, after... I think she just gave up.
I guess she ain't going anywhere.
You're not
going
to out-stubborn Bart?
No, you're not. No, because she always thought he was taking advantage of me, and per her conversation, they thought he was riding my coattails.
Oh.
Which, as, you know, a parent, when you are, you know, the breadwinner, and they have these old-school, I don't want to call it archaic... But ways of thinking that the man goes out and the provides and, you know, the woman stays home. And that wasn't the dynamic in our relationship. And it was very hard for them to, like, grasp onto that. But, of course, after you get to know him, you know he's a solid dude with a great heart and pulls his weight in other ways, just not monetarily. So I think maybe... 10 years in when he proposed.
Better take it seriously. Yeah. I guess he's going to be around a while.
And seeing him as a dad, she has a completely different take.
All right, Amy, so hang with us here. When we come back, we will start texting your boyfriend's mom. And our only intention here, I think our goal is just to extend an olive branch. Be nice. If she takes it, great. If not, doesn't have to get mean or ugly or anything. Mm-hmm. But you did what you could do, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Burt Show Texting Tutor is coming up next.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, time to start texting or helping Amy text her boyfriend's mother, who's just kind of been cold to her. The energy's not right. They've never gotten into a fight or anything like that. But Amy just feels like mom has never accepted her, maybe never good enough, and would just like to, I don't know, extend this olive branch. And if she takes it, great. If not, then we just got to move on.
All right, texting tutor team, this is the goal, okay? We're going in to either make this better or keep it the same.
Mm-hmm.
let's just try not to make it worse.
Cassie, leave the studio.
You already looked over and saw the S-eating grin on my face.
Somebody like this that, I mean, when Amy emailed us asking us to do this, she said the boyfriend's mother is awful to her. So that just, she just may be a miserable person, and miserable people love company, and we're not going to stoop to her level. So anything she says that could be cutting or hurtful, we are not going to engage in, because that's what she wants. That's what those type of people do, because they need that attention, even though it's negative attention.
I almost feel that once we extend this olive branch, I wonder if there's going to be a mentality for mom like, I got her. Like, now she knows that she's sort of the alpha dog, and it's not going to change anything, and it's actually going to make it worse.
Let her think that.
Okay.
And if she's a narcissist, she'll find some way to twist it into a bad thing. Like, can you believe she only invited me to brunch and not an all-day spa weekend? What am I, chopped liver?
So do you know anything about her, like what her likes are? Because if we're going to extend this kind of invitation to do something with her, then we might get on her good side if we're dangling something that she's really interested in.
Yeah, like if she loves ceramics, maybe you guys can go paint some pottery together.
She actually really likes going like antique shopping, or like, you know, just browsing.
Yeah.
And that's actually something that I like as well. So maybe that could be something that I suggest we do.
I don't care how in love I am. If I have to go antique shopping, then I'm breaking up.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's never going to work.
They creep me out. They're covered with other people's skin dust. Wash them.
Skin dust.
Yeah, but like years and years, all that grime, like that's what dust is. It's like particles from your skin. Yeah. And now you're buying someone else's skin dust.
Yeah, and it's ceramic. Who thinks that?
I do.
They need to change the signs. What? Not like garage sale or antiquing. It's a skin dust sale. One day only.
And yeah, with ceramics, if it goes bad, you can just throw her in the kiln.
There you go.
Dark mode.
Or break some of the ceramics and use one to slit her throat with.
Yeah, oh, okay. You guys can make matching daggers.
Wow. Nail it in. Wow. We have burn to death. We have slash across the throat.
And all stab her in the back.
Okay.
Look what skin dust started.
Okay.
My bad.
Antiquing it is, Amy.
You might want to call another a show that's stolen this idea from us. I think they would handle it with more maturity. All right, so antiquing.
Amy, when's the last correspondence you had with her? And have you ever had a correspondence with her via text?
I have, but it was like she wanted to, like, my boyfriend wasn't answering his phone.
Okay.
So she wanted to say, like, you know, hey, is he there? Can you get him? So that was like a week ago.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to, what do you call her? Do you just call her, what do you call her? Not behind her back, but to her face.
No, I just call her Mrs. Williams.
Really? You don't even use first name?
I like stupid better. But.
Abby!
I wouldn't leave
that.
It's dark Abby mode time. It's about that time.
Mo about choked on his drink.
I did. Almost went down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's, she just wanted, that's what she's always wanted me to call her. So okay.
All right, so we won't say anything. We'll just say, good morning.
Stupid bitch.
No, we... I specifically expressed going into this that we were supposed to either make it better or keep it the same, not make it worse.
Yeah, save your adult views for the therapist's office, all right?
Oh. All right, good morning, exclamation point. I am going antiquing this weekend and would love for you to join me if you are free.
Or do you want to dangle, are you free this weekend without her even knowing what it is? Or do you think we shoot up, like get her excited right off the bat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of these things where like you're doing something and you're like, oh, my future mother-in-law likes this and you thought of her. So you're asking her to go with you.
Wow. Should we add in there then, hey, I'm going antiquing this weekend. I know you enjoy it. Would you like to join?
Perfect.
It's going to be funny when she say no.
Yeah.
I'm busy. Yeah, can't do it.
Yep. Go ahead, Amy. You, well, go ahead and text that out.
Good morning, okay, exclamation so, point.
Uh-huh.
I'm going antiquing this weekend.
Uh-huh. And I know you like it.
And I know that's something you enjoy. Would you like to come with me, exclamation point? Or would you like to join me, exclamation point?
Okay.
Or not exclamation, question mark. Would you like to join me?
Comma,
okay, so this is what I have. Good morning, exclamation mark. I'm going antiquing this weekend, and I know that's something you enjoy. Would you like to join me?
Yes. I'm okay with that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That. Easy. I'll send it then.
Okay.
Okay.
Now let us know when you see little dots.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think that I can almost see mom's getting the text going, oh, God, because this is just the headspace she's in right now, right? So we'll know probably immediately if she's in.
She's going to think something's up. She's going to be like, I wouldn't be surprised if she was text you back and said, did my son put you up to this?
Mm. Is he coming with us?
What's so good about the morning?
Don't you know antiquing and antiques are covered in people's dead skin cells and that's so gross? If it was a good morning, you would have dumped my son by now.
Okay, so I didn't see the bubbles, but I just got a text from her.
Okay.
She said, what are you looking to purchase? Antiques can be expensive, you know.
How about your love?
Oh. That's kind of fun.
I would respond back, just browsing. I enjoy looking.
Okay.
Should we add, thought it'd be fun for us to hang out, or is that leaning on to Theo?
Yeah, because we want to, like, be a little bit, like, coy. Like, you know what?
Not even coy. The less you say, the less she has ammo to fire back at you.
This is exhausting. Do you really like this guy that much?
No, I'm so in love with him. And I feel, we've talked about getting married one day. And so, you know, this is it for me. And I got to just, you know, figure out how to get a better relationship with her.
Yeah.
So do I put just browsing, comma, I enjoy looking, period, or do I not put a period?
No, put a period. She's old.
Oh, okay. So just browsing, I enjoy looking.
And she probably hasn't had one of those in a while.
Oh, yeah, because menopause. Menopause joke.
Oh, my gosh.
But
oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to send it.
That was clever. Yeah. All right, so where are we right now? What's happening?
I sent it. I'm seeing the three dots.
She said just browsing. I like to look.
I like to walk.
I enjoy looking.
We do sound very like. Please save that. 100% save that.
Oh, okay. So she just texted me. She says, I don't know that I will be available this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, I heard tickets out of hell are pretty expensive.
Look, this is exactly where I thought this was going to go. I don't think we should push here.
No, we don't. We do not at all. Just respond back. That's okay. ! Maybe next time. Period. Boom.
Or okay. We could be like, I'll bring you back something. Or, maybe we can grab lunch.
Or should she say something like, okay, if you change your mind, or if time becomes available, I'm going on Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
Morning.
Oh, I would just do this. Don't even say that's okay. Be like, okay. Maybe next time, period. If your schedule does happen to change, just let me know.
You try it.
Yep.
Should I put like a smiley face or just like, just let me know, period?
I would do a smiley. Yeah.
No hurt.
Okay, like an emoji, like the character one from the iPhone or like the
character one from the iPhone.
What about just,
we're not cavemen.
An exclamation point.
Oh, okay. Which one?
At the end?
Yeah, at the end. I would do maybe next time, period. If your schedule changes, let me know, !
Okay. If your schedule changes, just let me know.
And it may be a case where you have to constantly, like maybe every couple of months or every month, make an outreach like this.
No way.
Why? You chip away at it.
I would give her I would do it three times and three strikes you're out. If she says no three times, then you need to put your energy somewhere else. That's when you have to accept this person for who they are and just roll with it.
Okay. So I sent it. Maybe next time, if your schedule changes, just let me know! !
Perfect.
Let's see what she does with this. She might not answer at all. But I like your energy here, though. Like, you're not trying too hard. Mm-hmm. You're being nice. Here's something that we should talk about here before we let you go, though, Amy, is like at some point, I think your man's got to do something about this.
I agree.
Like, intervene at some point. Like, talk to his mom about, what's the beef going on here? Because Amy wants nothing except to be close to you or have a great relationship with you. So what's your beef, man?
And something as easy as telling his mom, like, listen, you don't have to be her best friend, but you will respect her and treat her kindly.
That's it. That's the one right
right there.
I mean, that's seriously like bare minimum when interacting with another human, period.
And then kiss your mom goodbye. You'll never see her again.
She don't want to lose her baby boy.
That's true.
Yeah, and I would love that. I know he's someone that, like, he tries to avoid conflicts all the time. Like, he's a very much a people pleaser. And, like, of course, he, like, wants to please his mom. He wants to please me. So, no, I love that idea. I think I just... Well, I don't know if he would say it in those words, but I really like that idea.
No, seriously, Amy, like the next time she treats you awfully or does something that you think is over the line, you need to tell your boyfriend, listen, I don't need your mom to be my best friend, but I do need her to treat me with respect and kindness. And that's up to him to relay.
There you go.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, killer with kindness or one of those little ceramic pieces that we were talking about earlier. One way or the other, she's going down. Okay. All right, Amy, let us know if she changes her mind over the weekend. Maybe we'll talk to you early next week if she does, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I think you should.
You did a good thing today, girl.
I think you should actually pray she doesn't change her mind. sounds miserable and exhausting. All right, Amy, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Bird Show.
I almost died yesterday.
Yeah.
That's not an embellishment. I'm not being dramatic. I know in radio we like to embellish sometimes to make a better story, but this one's straight up, man. I almost died yesterday. Oh, it's a long day. It was a weird day. This has been a weird week, and I don't know if it's the full moon, but this has been a weird sequence for me. Just weird things happening. And I had to remind myself last night that I do feel, God, I hate using this cliche, very blessed in that 98% of America probably wish that they had my bad day yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, oh my God, I almost died on an e-bike. I mean, most people would be like, oh, come on, dude. But I did, yeah. So let me tell you what happened. It all started in here. I do think there's some karma involved here, Kristen.
It seems odd. So you, a good friend of yours, got you a gift. She says it was a gag gift, but it was a cycling uniform, right? So it's like the tight spandex shirt that had like the mock turtleneck on it. And it was, you know, the spandex short that had like, you called it the maxi pad butt for like, you know, cushioning. And it was bright yellow and black for, I think, safety purposes, so people can see you. I mean, bright neon and black.
Oh, they saw you.
Sure.
They can see you. Mm-hmm. Right.
You wore it in here as a joke. We took a bunch of pictures. We laughed. Ha, ha, ha. It was a good time.
So cyclists were top of mind yesterday, and I do want to apologize to real cyclists that I am telling a story about e-bikes that includes your community also, because I understand e-cyclists are probably the bottom feeders of the cycling world. It's cycling without cycling. It's like, hey, I want to get some exercise, but I don't really want to work all that hard sometimes. So you get an e-bike. And I love mine. I will double down on it. I love it.
But they can be dangerous. Didn't Simon Cowell get seriously injured on his e-bike?
If he did, I'm not going to make fun of him now.
Okay.
I don't know if that was an e-bike or a scooter.
I think it was.
But Cassie and I were talking about this also, that for me, like, if I had a regular bike that really made me bust my ass on the hills of Georgia, I would never go out.
We have a very hilly city.
So this really allows me to be as lazy as I want or work as hard as I want. And it is perfect for me. So, yeah, on the cusp of us talking about cyclists yesterday and me making fun of the uniforms and all that stuff, I get on my bike yesterday after the stress of losing a dog and finding a dog and jacking up my car yesterday. I just thought, you know what? Let me just clear my head on my bike, which bike therapy is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Bicyclists will tell you that, or cyclists will tell you that. So I get on it. And there are no trails really near my house. So I ride on the road, and I've been doing it now for a year, year and a half, and never really had a problem before. I can't tell on the internet if Atlanta is considered a good or a bad city for cyclists. I can tell you that when I ride around, I don't feel like it's a really great city. for it. The bike lanes are really, really thin, if there are any at all. And even if there is a bike lane, it's usually filled with debris or anything that comes out of somebody's car or branches in those lanes. It's really, really difficult for me anyway to ride around, but I do it. I figure, you know what? I'll be fine. So I get on my bike yesterday. I'm cruising around.
You wear a helmet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was demanded of me. I hate helmets, but it was demanded of me. So, yes, I ride it. I use one. I'm sorry. So I'm a little shaken as I'm talking about it. You know, because I don't think I let it really process yesterday as I kind of shook it off.
I think it's starting to sink in.
Yeah.
It just happened, yeah.
So I'm going down, and excuse the local references here if you're not in Atlanta, but I'm going down Lake Forest at a pretty good speed. So I'm at a decline now. I'm about 20, 25 miles an hour maybe, heading in a Buckhead. And in this particular of Lake Forest, they put new asphalt or new blacktop in there. So it's kind of it's elevated. The street is a little bit elevated from the new construction and the new blacktop from like the gutter and the bike lane.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like an inch and a half probably. So as I'm cruising down, I wobble into the right a little bit, and I'm trying to correct my bike from that little bit of gutter back onto the road. And as I do, my bike just catches that groove in a way where I start to fight it back and forth. And I know I am going down, man. I'm trying to straighten the thing out, but it is wobbling in that little groove. And you can't control it at that point. I mean, ideally, I would have liked to have fallen to the right on, I don't even know if there's a sidewalk there or not, because Atlanta's a really crappy city for sidewalks, too, in some places. But you want to fall away from the traffic. I did not. I fell into the road.
Wow.
Got a million things going through my head at this time, man. I really thought, like, this is it.
Like at 20, 25 miles an hour, you fly off the bike into the middle of the road.
Yeah. Middle of the road, exactly. So as I'm falling and I hit the ground, there's literally a car right next to me that swerves out of the way to the left. It couldn't have been, I'm not embellishing, 2 or 3 feet to my left. If that car doesn't react quickly, it hits me in the back of the head and I am dead today. Wow. I don't care if you're wearing a helmet or not. Car's going 45 miles an hour or whatever, and it hits my head or it hits my back, I'm dead.
You would have been crushed.
Crushed. So the bike slides a little bit along the gutterish, and, you know, my water bottle goes flying, my Apple Watch goes flying. I'm trying to collect myself. At this point, like, I think it's a little bit blurry. There are like 6 or 7 cars that have sort of slammed on their brake right behind me also and have stopped. And I think because I got up and I did like this self-check and I seemed to be okay, and I just picked my bike up and took it to the side of the road. Everybody stopped. One lady screamed at me, hey, your watch is still in the middle of the road. And I'm like, hey, thank you. So I go and get my watch, and I just dust myself off. And I got a little scratch on my hand and a couple on my legs and another one on my arm. I was feeling really good yesterday, man. And then this morning I woke up, and I don't know what I did, but my wrists are all jacked up and my shoulders jacked up and my hips are feeling it. I didn't feel it yesterday.
Well, they say because the adrenaline, like when you get in an accident like that, there's so much adrenaline coursing through your body that you're not going to feel the pain at full capacity. But I'm sure your body has to be hella sore after taking a hit like that. And then now I can only imagine like your mind and processing literally how close to death you were yesterday had that car not reacted the way it did. And I'm sure they were probably like, oh my God, I almost ran over somebody.
I was almost hoping somebody that was in one of those 8 cars was a listener to hit me up on Instagram to say, hey, did I see you fall off a bike yesterday? Just so I can match up my story to the reality. But I can tell you this, that, you know, when these things happen so fast that when I was falling off and noticed that car going around me, it wasn't very far at all. Like, I could almost see as I was falling that area between the wheel and the rest and the frame of the car. I mean, I could see it real up close to my face.
That close. Wow.
That's terrible. And thank God they weren't doing something. This is why when you're driving, you shouldn't be checking a text real quick or just messing with the, like, your iPod or whatever, or your iPhone, whatever it is, because it can take 2 seconds.
Yeah. It was just, it was one of those days. So I got back up, went to my house, and based on everything that was going on in my life yesterday, I said, I'm going to have a Delta 8 day on my couch. And it was real safe.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, we got to get to this Rebel Wilson story today, but I feel like we need something a little bit more light, a little bit more international, because Britain has declared war on the United States. And it all has to do with jams and preserves.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, bring it. We need jams.
We'll do it again.
Let's go.
Ain't no problem.
So if you haven't heard, we've talked about this once, but Meghan Markle is launching this new lifestyle brand called American Riviera Orchard. And she has a bunch of different products that she's releasing, but one of them are like these jams or preserves or these spreads. And, you know, they're luxury. They're a little bit nicer and they're about $18. She ended up sending a bunch to some of her more famous friends like Chrissy Teigen. And they were all so excited for Meghan, and they're showing it on their social media and how they're using their jams and preserves. And Chrissy Teigen shows this video of her toasting some bread, putting some butter on it, and then some of that jam. Well, then shots were fired overseas because Buckingham Palace also conveniently has their own line of jams and preserves. And they decided to post a video of them doing the exact same thing.
Is this the battle of the jams?
This is the battle of the jams. So Buckingham Palace posted a video of these preserves, again, with some toasted bread or some crumpets, as they do overseas.
I know they love scones or
some scones.
There's other ways to pronounce it. But I mean, like, if I would give the edge to the UK because they've been having high tea for I don't know how long. And you have, what is it, coddled cream or whatever, and preserves?
Clotted cream.
Coddled.
Same to me.
And so their jam is actually significantly cheaper than Meghan Markle's. They're selling it for about £4. And they decided to post on Instagram, again, the crumpets, the butter, and the jam or preserve to show you how to use it. And in the caption, it says, this is only used with the finest berries, served in a delicious variety of ways. And it's very clear that it seems like there might be a little bit of tension in the tea world between Meghan Markle and Buckingham Palace.
That is hilarious. I still laugh at what Meghan Markle decided to call her company. It's just...
What was the company again?
It's a mouthful.
American Riviera Orchard.
Okay.
Because that's what Montecito, I guess, is called, is the American Riviera, and this is her orchard.
I don't know who to even, like, support in this whole thing.
how about neither?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have a jam in the fight.
Yeah. All right, back to Rebel Wilson. So we talked about this yesterday, where she's releasing this memoir called Rebel Rising, and there's this one page that's been redacted because of some things that she's been claiming about Sacha Baron Cohen. And up until yesterday, I had no idea what was on this redacted page. I was like, girl, give me the Patreon. I will give you my money to know what was going on. But some very sweet listeners decided to tell me that she actually already went on Armchair Expert Dax Shepard's podcast and spilled everything that's on the page, which is clearly why she's getting some legal trouble. So if you haven't heard yet, she was complaining about an experience she had with him on a movie called Grimsby. And she said that when she was in that movie, she was really excited because she really looked up to this guy as a comedian and an actor. But this was at the point where she was her heaviest weight. She was dealing with some things with her dad. And she said that, and of course, this is all alleged because Sacha Baron Cohen is saying that this is all not true, that she said that he kind of got off on making people feel uncomfortable. One of the things that was the most grotesque is that she said that she, where did, I have it written down, one second. It was that he asked her to perform a adult act on him in front of his buddies. She also said that she was pressured into doing a really disgusting sex scene for the movie. She was very apprehensive about it. And she said that when she brought up these concerns about doing it, she said that there was only 5 movie studios in town and they were apparently like, we'll ruin your reputation and all of them. So she decided that the way that she would push back on all of this is by not doing any kind of press for this movie. And she says that she feels like it was karma that the movie didn't do good, considering how she was treated during the entire production process.
Even though all this information is being redacted from the book, or that page or pages are being redacted, like, the information is already out there. Mm-hmm. I feel like the damage is already done.
Right. Yeah. Well, they must just be dealing with so much legal trouble for what she said on the podcast that they're like, okay, well, we don't want to double down and now put it in print. Because when you write things down, I think there's more of like legal liabilities when you actually print something on page versus what you say on a podcast. So that's what she has said is going down with him. And it'll be very interesting to see if he actually ends up getting any kind of settlement out of this, because it doesn't seem like she's embellishing this for the sake of getting revenge. She says that she just wants to be able to speak her story and show that she's not a victim. So good for her. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
You're on the Burt Show.
Bad news. 5 of the 6 interns we have are taken off. Today is their last day. Good news. We need 5 new interns. Cassie, how do we do that?
You can apply at theburtshow.com. All the information will be there, and you can send in your application.
Look, you want to know when you leave any job, right, that you have left an impact. You are memorable. We're going to make sure that happens today. We have a Burt Show tradition here with our interns that on their very last day of their internship, they got to come on in here and they got to rap about the Burt Show or their experience in here or whatever you want to do.
You can cut the tension with a knife.
You really can.
The nerves are through the roof.
Now, we used to do this live. They had to come in here and rap live. Way more stress.
I think so, too.
I miss those days.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Those were awful.
Yeah, some of the worst we've ever heard.
Those were just terrible. Beat. We're like, maybe we should record these.
Beat? What beat? There was no beat.
All right, so Haley is going to go first representing Kennesaw State. Hey, Haley, you have been fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
You really have. You brought in some great stories for us. Wishing you the best with your hockey
thank
man.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited. I, however, have extreme secondhand embarrassment for Haley 20 seconds from now. So that's a rough feeling.
So what beat did you choose to go with?
I don't know the name of it. It's some free royalty beat.
Got it.
Yeah, I told him to keep it royalty free.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. All right, this is Haley representing Kennesaw State.
Let me tell you about a place where it's known to be hype or my dreams come alive under studio lights. Amber Jones once said I'm not funny. Who's the one laughing hard now, honey? Anna Lee has to wake up at 3:30. Old folks will comment something mean and dirty. Screwed over by a spy, strip 6 hours for that. Use 99.7 as her own doormat. Courtney made out at the bitter ball. Kylie's car in a gas station brawl. All of my stories you're meant to relate. Very first sin was a woman who ate. Every day's a blessing, gotta count them all. How many times I've been on, I don't recall. I'm at the top to start climbing the ladder. You're not even gonna be here, so why does it matter? Internship journey from me and you, me and Messiah, about to be out of KSU.
Okay.
Hey! Yeah. Nice. That was a lot of words.
For those of you that didn't pick up on it, Haley is white.
I think that's so clear.
That was a valiant effort. It was good. Thanks.
Thank you for all the personal stories and vulnerability you brought in.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you.
Nice.
Well done.
Nicely right. done. Nicely done.
Anna Lee from the University of North Georgia. Woo! How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm extremely embarrassed about this.
Well, I haven't even played it yet.
I know. It's just, go ahead and no. It is bad. It is so bad. Right. It is so bad.
All she's right. like, rip
Annalise,
that Band-Aid.
Here we go. Annalise rap is called Go Ahead, No.
Yo, it's Annalise. I intern for free and I wake up at 3. I talked about how I suck at driving and men. They always got me crying. Abby once told me I needed better music taste, but this course, it wasn't a waste. Cause I found out I have avoided attachment issues. After this age, you're so always gonna need some tissues. I'm embarrassed.
That's it. That's it. Just, you know what?
That was your closing?
It was a nervous take. I don't know.
All right, I spiced. Everybody, on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Well, Annalie, there is an old theory in the entertainment industry is never leaving them wanting more.
I mean, I think I did that.
You certainly did.
Oh, that might be my favorite.
I've worked closely with Annalie this semester. If you need someone in marketing in your business, she's your girl. She is fantastic.
Thank you.
Also representing University of North Georgia, Caroline.
Yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Caroline. All right, Caroline, University of North Georgia. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Caroline's on the mic, spitting truth, no fiction. In turn, grinding ain't no contradiction. Bert and Kristen, Abby and Mo, holding it down. Yeah, they run this town. Even in the sandbox, I find time to play. Crafting rhymes, trying to make my own way. Getting this knowledge because I know my worth. But we can't say the same about Fort Worth. Some mornings start with CFA, but we can't forget about the members we've made. But don't worry, I still got time. In turn, Caroline's on the climb. And if you dare to have me fair, I will watch you on the live air. So don't try to come at me. Bert Show is family.
Where are you guys recording these? Like, in the deep depths of a basement?
This was in my living room.
That's like the bathroom.
The bathroom would have had better acoustics.
Better reverb.
Kylie up now from Kennesaw State. Hey, Kylie.
Hey.
You guys have all been great. Thank you for your story the other day about the fight you got into in the bar.
Yes.
Solid, solid. Kylie from Kennesaw State.
Kylie's putting on sunglasses.
I wake up in the morning, I get in my car, cause I'm an intern, gonna be a star. Shove it up late, cause I ran out of gas. Probably gonna need sick farm, cause I always crash. I pull into the office to see what that bird says. Tell us something, I said, guess what? I got many stories that you can choose, like a secret car crash cops never knew. Or maybe no more V-Day for your dude. I got more to say, but this will do. Thank you to the Bird Show for everything you do. Love you!
Thank you, Kylie.
Good job.
Also representing Kennesaw State, I'm starting to sound like the DJ at the strip club.
Welcome to the main stage.
Messiah. All right, here he is, Messiah, Kennesaw State.
I-N-T-E-R-N. I'm an intern on the B-E-R-T-S-H-O-W. Yeah, the Bird Show. Real funny, that's probably how Bert got all his honeys and money. And if y'all love me, please offer me a job here and make me some of my snow bunnies. But for real, I'm hungry and I'm about to graduate. Spotlight on Messiah, yeah, I really take the cake. Which I need index, content, edit. I can do it all, no stress. Yes, I'm here to impress. Always on time, always on the grind. Got money on my mind, Q99.7.
Okay.
Messiah is not white.
There's a little difference in the flow.
There was a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it was.
You represent. How much were you pulling for him?
A lot. I didn't want to put extra pressure on him, but we know you got to represent.
And at the same time, you just made a video. I saw you, like, mouthing the lyrics to your own song.
You just made a video. You knew every word.
I did. I practiced.
Thank you, Messiah.
No problem.
All right, last, definitely not least, Courtney. Hey, Courtney. Woo!
Hi, I was going to say save the worst for last, but I heard Annalise.
Diss track. Our very first diss track.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to apologize for that because it's hurting your spirit?
I mean...
No. Let it fly.
Hi, this is Courtney from University of West Georgia.
Sleep deprivation, no caffeination, better watch out, those kids are combination. Over here what? Talking kids to the nation, the Bird Show is the best station. For those asking, I don't swing, please don't give my phone a ring. Canvas art painted in my house, because of this I have no spouse. Scrapbook stickers and even pickles, so don't you worry, they don't pay me a nickel. Naked Bert and digging up dirt, Abby can't date cause she's a nerd. Not really sure if we have good bars, Jack can hear me out, it's Tyler from Cars. Intern Courtney, you'll remember, thank God she graduates in December. Woo!
Is Courtney? Yeah!
That's
Courtney white?
that was
the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Question mark?
Thanks for listening. Get more Bird Show fix at thebirdshow.com or follow us on social media at The Bird Show.